listen all up to it.
Zach?
Hello.
Hello.
Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Matt, Alana, Zach, and Rob.
Hey, yo.
And today we are talking Dune Prophecy, Episode 1. The show that really wants to be Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, now we need more tanks.
Okay,
what is this?
What is
guys?
This? Why people. Is no one paying attention people. To this selection?
Lana, Big Diva, and we are playing Overwatch Classic.
What are we
We're
doing?
We're arguing about it.
Yeah, I didn't see
healers.
Will I still be able to understand the show?
Yes.
Well, Guru is joining us as well as our guest star, and she has seen none of the Dune movies or read any of the books.
Wow, I bet she was confused.
Is that the case?
Nope.
I mean, there was a big exposition dump in the beginning.
She understood it perfectly.
Actually, the best part was at the beginning when they showed them fighting the machines.
The Terminator opening?
Yeah.
That's what I call it. Yeah.
I was so confused. It's like, when does this take place? And eventually they say, but
like,
I was like...
Yeah, like 30,000 years before. It's like, what?
We're doing, yeah.
10,000 years before Dune.
They got me.
They mentioned like Atreides fighting. I was like, wait, so this is after? I'm like, wait, no, it's not.
Oh, I forgot they saw me.
But yeah, 10,148 before Atreides is born.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess we'll just jump right into it then. So I want to make that comment on the very beginning, which is HBO presents and it's the same font. This may be kind of a...
I didn't notice that.
Well, it brought me back to HBO Presents Band of Brothers. But anyway, the cold open is them versus the thinking machines. It was great.
Yeah. Like
it was cool. And they're like, and the Harkonnens were cowards, and that's why everyone hates them. I was like,
yeah.
Oh. But everyone loves the Atreides. But then House Carino is the emperor, so like, explain that, Dune show.
Because they said House Carino fought the machines while the rest of you...
But they said Atreides won.
Yeah. Well,
Atreides was the one that defeated them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what did Carino do? I don't know. Whatever.
They just
typical
plot holes. They're the ones that control the spice a lot.
Well.
For now.
That's
well.
That's,
yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So they
spice,
you know,
spice.
They're not the most worthy, but they're the ones who have the spice. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
Atreides. Garrick says Atreides defeated, but Carino were the first ones to fight? Question mark.
First to fight with
like
the
Marines.
Yeah,
that's insane that nothing's changed in like 10,000 years. Like
I know, right?
It's I don't know. I was like, you're sci-fi. You can like, you know, maybe the Atreides are bad
really
initially
was.
Or something. I don't know.
No, I thought it might make sense for a different house to be emperor, and then it could be like how House Carino took power. I'm like, nope, they've got power and they like it, but Dune's still a problem.
They're the emperor in the movies too. 10,000 years later.
Yes, they are.
The Dune universe has always been like time has always lasted for a really long time.
Everything
just lasts for a really long time. So I didn't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we get the sisterhood. What's her name? Harkonnen joins the sisterhood. It's not the Bene Gesserit.
This whole everything about the Bene Gesserit in this show was like Wheel of Time.
Wheel of Time. How so?
Because it's like the acolytes are wearing lighter colors and they're all like shit on by the older sisters. And the older sisters are all mysterious. And the head one has a cool ring. Just like the head Aes Sedai.
Oh,
and like, you know, and they're all women, obviously, and you know, trying to maneuver the politics and keep themselves alive. And they have the princess come join them, which also happens in Wheel of Time season 2.
Yep.
That's true. Good thing we got the super fan here. The Wheel of Time super fan Alana to explain this.
And they're both kind of boring.
Yeah.
Well, they both like don't show emotion because that would be too interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't die.
They're like the Jedi.
Yeah.
But yeah. So they introduced this concept of a genetic archive for rulers, like perfect rulers.
Characteristics of their traits and genetics to better decide who should be whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh shit! Oh no, yeah, I did it right.
I think that's a cool idea. Okay, so we get the prophecy of Dune from the Mother Superior, the original Mother Superior. Right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, she sees everything bad's gonna happen. It's all terrible.
She says, "What's your name, Harkonnen? You will see the truth." Do you guys remember what she was referring to?
I think she's no.
But she's ambiguous about it.
Not the truth per se, but just the idea that the idea that she's the one who's most worthy. She'll see the truth of what needs to happen for the, for the Bene Gesserit to survive. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Right. So the Mother Superior dies. This is the part with Quan.
Yeah.
And I was so caught off.
That is her.
Yeah, I was so caught off. I had to stop, pause, and I had to look it up. I was like, no.
Well, I get up there and kill the widow.
I'm distracting the Ryan.
Yeah, I felt like that was going to be her only appearance, but I was like, they show the previews of the next episodes, as HBO often does, and they're like, oh, there's going to be flashbacks.
You're not going to die. At the end, doesn't die at the end.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is that it? Is that all we got for Quan?
No,
and
I think
the girl from Bridgerton.
Lots of flashbacks.
Did you guys watch Bridgerton season 2?
No.
Okay, well, one of the people said it. Right. Feels like everybody's dead.
You mentioned something about the holy judgment coming our way, and they have to decide whether you want the sister to become more powerful or not. And it's like, well, why wouldn't you want them to become more powerful?
We got 3.5
minutes. Wow.
All right, so they have the succession drama about who's going to be the next Mother Superior.
Right.
You guys didn't get it? Come on.
Sorry.
Yeah, what?
The payload.
You didn't touch the butt. Oh. As Andrew was saying.
Yeah. And we learned the origins of the voice, the Bene Gesserit voice.
Yeah, that apparently she just came up with it, like, in her backyard one day.
She's just like, I worked on it.
Yeah,
I trained real hard, and I got it. No, how did I get hit with that? I was behind him. That was dumb. Just like, how did that lady get hit with the voice? Oh, she didn't expect that.
She was working on it. She was just practicing, and then she uses it immediately to get the person to kill themselves.
It sounds so weak. It makes me sad. It's so raspy. It was like,
yeah, it didn't sound that good. It sounds a lot better in the movies. Sort of was on purpose. It was like a weaker version of the voice, and Jessica has like the souped up version in the movies.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I mean, years of developing it,
yeah,
creation and all that other crap.
I wonder when she's an adult, she also have a better one when she's Emily Watson.
I'm hoping so. I hope she continues to use it and she trains.
It's just so powerful, though. You can tell people to kill yourself with it. All right, so the so we also get the blood from the montage, like the blood on the steps.
Blood on the steps.
Are we still talking about the beginning?
Yeah, yeah. The pre-fast forward.
Right. Anyway, her goal is she wants the Empress to be Bene Gesserit.
Yes, because that's what she was told to do.
Right.
She has no original thoughts herself.
And it's like, not only does she want to do it, she wants it done in her lifetime, which is like, usually the Bene Gesserit are like, they kind of do it over like a lot of years, you know?
Yeah, but she was told she would see it in her lifetime.
Oh, God. So then we have our 30-year jump, and they talk about the princess joining the school.
Mm-hmm.
Which again, yeah, it's just like the Wheel of Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and 7,000 before the movies, and we learned it's a sunny day, so apparently the weather has improved.
on Wallach 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
The weather's improved, and also, like, they just seem like there are a lot more sisters.
Yeah, they really grew the order.
Yeah, they did a lot of recruiting. I think that their outfits were kind of, the costume design in the flashback or whatever, the prequel, was not that nice. Did you guys notice that?
I mean, early times, it makes sense.
I mean, the costume design of like the rest of the show is like pretty crazy. You know?
Yeah.
The masks didn't look as cool as they did, yeah, in the Denis Villeneuve movie.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the mask was more like the wedding mask, which I understand. Because that'd be like the glamour. Not the glamour, but like the elitism of it.
Yeah, good game.
Yeah, yeah. You have like semi hiddenness, but also just enough that you can see to give a little tease.
So the next note I have is that there's sexy sparring between the princess and the swordmaster.
A great Dune tradition if there ever was one.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? The sparring between Paul and Gurney Halleck wasn't sexy.
That's what you think.
What? That was super sexy.
So much sexual tension.
I think it was the subtext.
She's like, show me how to use that sword.
Yeah, they gotta like slowly poke up into them. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Yep. So we meet them. We meet Mark Strong as the Emperor. That guy will be in anything.
Yeah.
Wait, he's great as the Emperor. I thought the Emperor was a very cool character.
What?
He was kind of whatever. He was
so boring.
Okay.
It was a body.
Like, oh no, my ships. They have to get married, or else I won't get the ships.
It was like, ooh, a fleet of battleships. Ooh.
I forgot to make any decisions.
I'm going to trust this guy who's clearly, like, sketchy for no reason.
This guy has a cool scar. Let's listen to him.
Yeah. And let him, like, walk around the palace by himself all the time.
Yeah.
He definitely, he's definitely phoning it in. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had a sort of gravitas to his face, I thought. I don't know. Mark Strong.
I mean, it worked.
Who knows?
It was fine.
He's been Asian for 20 years because he's just always been bald.
And he's always very much like, meh.
So what do you guys think of the spaceship effects in the show? I thought that they did a good job with all the effects, but I liked in the movies, for those you haven't seen the movies, the ships just kind of hang there in space. Right? They're not like aerodynamic. They don't move around like airplanes.
Yeah. I guess that like Denis Villeneuve like just sort of still Kubrickian look, but then now it's gone. And
it's more modernized.
Like the pacing is like so much faster in the show.
Oh my god, so much faster.
I was just like, there's so much characters introduced in like just the course of an hour. I was like, oh my god.
I had to pause and keep looking up, like, people. I was like, wait, is that the same? Wait, who is that? Wait, is that this? Wait, I'm so... And, like, I just had to keep doing it, because I was like, what is happening? I don't... I lost interest in the first, like, 15 minutes, and then, like, I was just like, okay. And then it picked up, and I was like, okay, I'm doing okay with this. But, yeah, I had to keep just figuring out who the hell was going... What? And I was like, what? Who? Names?
Yeah.
What?
Like the swordmasters and Atreides, I guess they don't reveal it till the end. But like, I'm still like, wait, why did they just say Atreides? What's going on?
Give the audience interested mention Atreides
because they all know that already. They all know he's an Atreides. Why would they say it? So then the next thing I have is this training montage with at the sisterhood. They're all training. They're standing out in the rain, things like that.
Yeah, they practice on criminals,
and the criminals have to be naked for some reason.
No, I think they're just topless. Like Zach will be.
The show wants to be Game of Thrones so bad.
No, but they when the one sex scene between the princess and the swordmaster, you don't see anything.
He's topless.
You gotta tease it out a little bit.
You see his abs.
That's like Game of Thrones
at the bar.
At the bar, the see-through outfit. Yeah.
See. Yeah, that's not Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones would be like... Game of Thrones is known because like there's this cut, and then there's a new scene, it's just people banging, and there's no context.
That's right.
Even like the later seasons of Game of Thrones had less nudity. I think like HBO's is like, we're mature now, we don't have to just nudity every 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, she complained. She was like, why am I always naked? I don't want to do this anymore. Garrick says, the Harkonnen practice on prisoners in the movie. For their arena as well. That is also true. Good call.
Good point.
Yeah. I like how we could find an Overwatch classic game in 2 seconds, but the actual Overwatch takes 5 minutes.
Probably because nobody's playing it, right?
Oh, so many people are playing classic. All the old players are playing classic and laughing at all the new people playing, going, what is happening in this game? Just like, it sounds like a lot of, wait, what is happening? Because y'all didn't play,
there's so much
amazing.
Less variety of characters, though.
Yeah.
That's all.
Look at you guys. You love Overwatch 2 now. This is great to hear.
We need to play Overwatch from 2018.
Those are the two options. All right, so the next thing I have is Desmond Hart arrives, and they say that name to the Emperor like it means something, and it does. And he's pretty clearly the Duncan Idaho insert character.
He's cool, though. I liked that whole scene where it's like, is he lying or is Kasha lying? Or are they both lying?
Everybody's lying.
Wait, which scene are you talking about?
Where he meets the Emperor. And he's like, our whole unit was wiped out, but it wasn't by Fremen. It was by...
Insurgents.
Our own people.
Or is it? Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, I don't know who to believe.
Who cares?
What?
At this point. It didn't cause me to be like, ooh, it didn't compel me in any capacity. Like, it didn't draw me in. I was like, whatever. Sure, whatever.
Hmm.
Okay. All right, so next we have the very exciting sequence where they're picking a roommate for the princess.
I thought that was kind of funny. Well, Guru also had an observation around here that the Sisterhood are like the High Sparrow in Game of Thrones. I know I'm the Game of Thrones guy. I keep bringing it up.
Who are the High Sparrow? Can you remind me who that is?
The religious cult people.
Oh, yeah. Oh. The shame women.
Shame. Yeah, picking a roommate for the princess was funny. They talk about outsiders on Dune. Kasha has the dream and then immediately leaves. Secunda Securius or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I can say Cora.
Yeah, just like, I'm out of here. The next thing I have is the wedding ceremony with the sexy berry exchange.
Where the 9-year-old asserts his dominance.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very sexy.
He's a pretty good actor. I like this guy.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised at how well they acted.
So but I thought something was going to go wrong with the berries because they had the maggot. They had it full of maggots before, you know?
What?
You remember in the dream.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so that was cool. Do you guys like all the metal on her face?
Yeah, no, cool. It didn't seem necessary to me.
It's like a Rulin has 10,000 years later. I guess fashion doesn't change that much over time.
No. Well, it's not 10,000. Oh, you mean in Dune, it's 10,000. It's just like that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
We got
it's very sexy, and then we get the highlight of the episode, the most exciting part of the episode, I think, which is at the party they have the mechanical lizard thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little toy.
Yeah.
Clearly, House Richese's like, you know, it's cool to have machines still.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a hunter seeker from the movie.
I did. I thought so. It was going to be something like that at first, too.
We all hoped there would be something cool.
But I think it was good because they had the part in the beginning where they talk about how the machines, they fought this war against the machines. It made that part effective because you're like, oh man, this is a serious transgression.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pretty intense.
Right.
But it's funny, the most
exciting thing. And then Coward didn't do anything.
Yeah, and then Mark Strong is immediately like, it's fine. I need the warship.
Yeah, that was terrible. Stupid Mark Strong.
And his wife gets mad at him.
Yeah.
He's a real Jimmy Carter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
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 No, I love Jimmy Carter. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so yeah, the Sisterhood, so the whole question about who was lying in that part about the insurgency, I was like, so the Sisterhood wants to weaken the Emperor on Arrakis? Is that what they're saying here?
No, they don't. The Sisterhood doesn't care about that. They just want to...
No, they are weakening him on Arrakis for some reason.
Yeah, but their ultimate goal is just to get a kid on the...
On the throne?
Oh, shit. Presumably, making him weak in Arrakis makes him want to marry the princess off, which makes her want to go to Bene Gesserit school for some reason.
She wants power. I think she just wants power. You know, yeah. She's like, She's like, if teaching the Bene Gesserit can teach me how to do awesome stuff, then I want to do that. Even if it takes 10 years, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'll fight with swords and I'll be a Bene Gesserit. I'll be unstoppable.
But it's like, it sort of seems like it's still pretty male-centric. Like, the 9-year-old thinks he's going to be in charge.
Well, no, I think his daddy just told him he was always going to be in charge.
Yeah, that's because dad told me he'd be in charge.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's more of that.
Well, and what's up with her being, like, stuck in a prison? Did you guys catch that?
Stuck in a prison?
Yeah, the princess, they were like, yeah, remember when you were in prison as a child?
No, I don't remember that.
She's a rebel. Did you not see how crazy cool she is and how rebellious and...
I don't think that's what it was about, Jay. She's probably, like, a hostage from, like, another house or something.
I missed this whole entire sequence. So
yeah, it's when Katya or whatever her name,
Kasha,
is like Kasha that.
Yeah, Kasha the Bene Gesserit from the house. I mean, obviously, we just have to keep watching. You know, they can't tell us everything.
All right, so the Emperor's in trouble. He's got problems. He's can't control his empire. It's no good.
He's got problems right here, Secunda, whatever. Seleucia.
That's right. He's got problems. You've got problems. Well, I've got them too.
Alan. Someone's just going in.
It's Moira.
Someone is me, the tank.
I did like the reveal where Kasha, or not the reveal, but there's an exchange where Kasha goes to see the Mother Superior, and she's like, I'm afraid something bad's gonna happen. And the Mother Superior is like, get out of here. And then later, they're like, you dismissed her out of hand. And she's like, well, not out of hand. But I did dismiss her.
What does that mean?
That's a cute line, yeah.
Well, it means like, you know, the Mother Superior is like, I heard what she had to say, but I
still think she's an idiot.
I made a decision regardless, yeah.
Yeah. I also like the line where they mentioned, like, Baron Harkonnen's like, you know, whale seed has a lot of medicinal value.
Oh, yeah. You know? The Baron Harkonnen appearance where he's, like, annoying and cringy.
He's all excited to be there. Yeah, I thought that was good. I'm glad they didn't go too much, like, real Dune. So the prince and the princess go up in the club. One last night out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's where we get the boobs. That's disgust.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And basically a city that's Coruscant. It was like, oh.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Yeah, we get confirmed there is in fact an insurgency in the Imperium. it seems to be confirmed.
You don't trust, what's his name? Desmond Scott or whatever? Desmond Hart?
No. Yeah. Duncan Idaho?
Yeah. He said there was one, so I believe it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys also like the Fremen bartender in the nightclub?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. They should have done more with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's the part where the Emperor can't sleep. He's like awake in the middle of the night. And Guru said... He can't sleep because his daughter is going to marry a 9-year-old.
He has no problem with that.
We'll put that under fan theories.
Yeah. Well, he does say, actually, I think she's not wrong because he does say at one part, you know, like, at least I got to stop this wedding or like, get me out of this wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
And Duncan Idaho is like, okay, I'll kill a 9-year-old, no problem.
He's like, I heard to kill 9-year-old. You got
in the sneakiest face. Mark Strong should have been like, why do you have that face? He's like,
Okay, so then he looks at a holotape, the Emperor. The Emperor does all this cool stuff. That's why I like him.
Wait, about killing the 9-year-old? That's the second show I've watched this week that involves a conspiracy to kill a 9-year-old. And that's a little weird.
What's the other show?
The Penguin!
The Penguin.
The Penguin.
Penguin notes.
Yeah, those 9-year-olds are dangerous.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
I've been muted. Sorry. Garrick says, I feel like every empire in history always has some kind of insurgency going on somewhere. 9-year-olds are no good. Get rid of them all. 8 and 10 are fine, though.
8 and 10, yeah.
8-year-olds are fine, yeah.
But anyways, the emperor looks at a holotape, and it's not really clear what's happening.
It's clear. What's his name? Duncan Idaho dies.
Dies?
Desmond Hart dies. He died. The worm eats him. Group up, guys. We have plenty of time. The worm eats him. So who's this? Okay. So who is this Desmond Hart guy? Because he's not who he says he is. Because the real Desmond Hart died.
Or the worm like incubated him.
Yeah, my
theory. Or spit him out.
Yeah.
Or he pulled a Boba Fett and crawled out of him.
Yeah. My theory is
back up.
I thought he has some kind of unknown superpowers. That's how he was able to kill a kid with his mind.
Right. I agree. He clearly got Fremenized and then other stuff happened. Gone native. Yeah, gone native.
Whoever is Winston, can you kill that what's her name up top?
That widow, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm intrigued about that. I think that's the most interesting part.
We have to deal with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what's going on here? Why is he like this?
Also, why did the Emperor check the tape, like, way too late?
Well, why, you know, why would he? It's a TV show. I don't have a problem with that.
If you see a mysterious USB, aren't you going to plug it in?
Of course. Cybersecurity, of course.
Yeah.
So it works. Yeah. All right, so he kills the kid, and then Kesha dies, too.
Well, I did want to mention his speech I thought was cool, where he's like, see, we thought the machines were controlling us, but now secret societies are controlling us. So I'm going to fight all the secret societies. Do you think he's part of his own secret society?
Could be.
Are the Fremen a secret society?
Yes.
Are the insurgents a secret society? The insurgents of Freeman?
Hey, Freeman. I don't know.
I don't know. These are good questions.
Did anyone read the book, the Brian Herbert novel that's based on, which I didn't even realize until the end?
We've read a couple,
but they're more directly related to like actual Dune.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like
what happened to Jessica's mother? And Duncan Idaho as a kid. Yeah.
We always wanted to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing that you'd actually want to know about.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's
all right.
Oh, shoot. Enemies everywhere.
Dying and Kasha dying.
Yeah, anyone want to speculate about that?
Burning alive from the inside out?
Yeah, why they hurt each other?
Oh, I thought the machines were, like, going, because, like, his little lizard disappeared. I thought, like, maybe the machines, like, went inside him and started activating.
But that doesn't explain the connection with Kasha.
Yeah.
And how it can affect them both across the universe, right?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was just both machines going inside them, but I have no idea, really.
So that was interesting. That was the part that was what got me really good. I mean, that scene was brutal.
And cool. Yeah.
And just to see, one, the kid did a great job acting that out. And then also Kasha did a great job with it, too. I was highly impressed from both performances.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, he was a little like,
Well, he is a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the first episode. I thought everyone did a good job. The effects looks great. Scenery looks great.
Oh, he's won!
Yeah, I liked it.
Get him all.
Yeah, it held my interest.
Meh. I give him meh.
Jay, meh?
Meh.
Meh, yeah. Jay, meh?
It's pretty meh, but I like it more than Wheel of Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's some serious praise.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know. There was just a lot going on, and I didn't... Like, it didn't really captivate me at first, and, like, it just, it was a whole thing.
They should have focused on, like, just a few characters, I thought, but I'm always just confused, and there's a lot of characters. That's just my own thing.
Where are...
Ah.
All you really need to know is it the Emperor. That's all. That's all you need to know. He's awesome.
I keep calling him the Emperor of Mankind. Is that his actual name?
The Emperor of Mankind?
No, that's definitely not his name.
That's it from Warhammer.
Basically. But yeah, I mean,
somebody was on the point, you guys.
You guys want to speculate about why men love Dune so much?
Men? I can't speculate anything about when it comes to men.
Men. Well.
I'm not a big
They want to be dominated by women. Secretly, they secretly want to be dominated.
Or maybe not.
And told what to do.
It's not the worms.
It's all about
the penis worms.
Is it a contractual obligation that the worm had to be in like within the first 10 minutes? Why is it in here,
guys? Why did nobody cap, guys?
Why aren't you capping?
Why are you capping?
No cap.
That was the best character.
Moira was trying to kill me.
We also forgot to talk about all of our familiarity with Dune, or lack thereof.
We all love Dune. It's great.
I think we talked about it on a different podcast, or we just talked about it offline. But I feel like we have talked about how much Dune we know or don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't feel the need to talk about it.
Maybe it was when we were talking about if we were going to watch this show or not.
Maybe, or when Dune 2 came out, and we were wondering like, how invested are you in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, should be.
Which was not a lot of investment. Not
as it turns out.
Yeah. I mean, I read the book ages ago.
Just the one book? But there's so many more books.
Yeah, I'm the same as you, Jay. I read the first book and I was like, I'm good.
Like, whatever.
Me and Jay are haters.
Yeah.
Indeed. Hey.
You're right.
Garrick says, I've seen multiple iterations of the movies, the sci-fi TV series, and I read the first 3 to 4 books, but it's been a while on the books, and probably about 10 plus years. Yeah, it's been forever since I started reading them, and I got bored very quickly.
Also,
irrigation and stuff, yeah.
They're a bit dry. To steal from.
I'd rather read about the Republic Senate and all the going-ons of Senator Palpatine.
That's right.
You'd rather have it be exactly the same except be Star Wars.
Yeah. Emily has read the first book recently.
Well, okay. I don't want to get into The Acolyte, but The Acolyte had some of that.
I don't like this show having the word Acolyte in it. I got triggered. I was like, not.
Okay. So anyway, do you guys have notes on the penguin?
Oh, no. Gosh. I don't have notes on the penguin.
I mean, I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, and I'm surprised you liked it a lot. What'd you like about
it? It was like, it was gripping. And Kristen Milioti is my crush. She's great.
Everybody loves her. I think she's okay.
Okay, what? You can be wrong.
Yeah.
How dare you? Everybody's like, even I do. And I don't watch it, and I haven't watched the show.
And like watching Colin Farrell just like waddle around.
He was unrecognizable. Was he really did not seem like Colin Farrell.
No.
They did a great job with it.
It's crazy. Apparently he wore a ski mask during the readings, the script readings.
That would make purpose? Sense. Oh, really? To get used to all the heat
people didn't
and like
see
the
him
restriction.
As Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it had some of my favorite Expanse actors in it.
Oh yeah, like
Banner
who?
Brothers. It had two characters from The Expanse. It had the head of the Triads.
Oh yeah, that one. Guy, Mr. Zhao. Yeah,
Mr. Zhao, and then Clancy Brown's wife.
Oh yeah. Was she the one who's like your weak asteroid bones or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
Belter bones. That lady.
Yeah, your weak Belter bones.
Clancy Brown was kind of phoning it in, I think. Speaking of Clancy Brown.
Yeah, as much as he ever does, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garrick says the penguin was great. It was like Sopranos and Break Bad combined.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see that. I can see that.
Both shows I have yet to watch.
And I like how they made him just like a totally irredeemable villain. Because like you watch shows, it's like Boba Fett, and they're like, well, he's a nice guy, really.
Yeah, he turned on the power.
Yeah.
He loves his mother.
Right. It's like, no, Penguin's horrible. He's just horrible.
Well, you know what? What's funny is that in Batman, he wasn't like he wasn't evil.
He's just like
I like money.
Yeah, he's like, I like running the iceberg lounge.
He's like a low level gangster.
Yeah, he's like, I just like money. Stop beating me up. Batman.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's better because like Batman should divert his attention somewhere else. Now he's like worthy of Batman beating the shit out of him.
Being so evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's overstated a little bit how evil he is at the finale, but we're not gonna.
He's not so evil, Matt.
Okay. Well,
unbelievable.
Whatever you say. Yeah. Killed a pre-atomic submarine. Yeah. All right. Question of the day.
Derek says he's selfish, not evil. He doesn't care about anyone but himself. But some people consider selfishness to be the ultimate source of evil. Deep thoughts from Garrick.
Seriously.
Wow. Thank you, Garrick. Deep thoughts. All right. Question number one comes to us courtesy of Twitter or X.
Ugh.
Sorry, it's a good question though. What is a terrible movie you love because you liked it as a
kid? As a kid?
As a kid?
Ooh. Yeah. And I will go first and I will say the movie we just Batman the movie. It's really a bad movie.
No, it's not. It's fantastic.
It's pretty. You're it's right. Just like kind of dated, I think.
We like the Tim Burton 80s?
No. The Adam West.
Oh.
The Adam West movie.
Okay. Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
You ever seen that, Rob?
Okay.
Yeah, some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Yeah.
Rob has seen all the movies.
Yeah. That's a good. I mean, that one's like almost intentionally cheesy. It's kind of like, at what point do you gauge how bad that movie is?
I think, I mean, the parts with like the United Nations and stuff like that, like it's at some parts are just not very good. And so I think you can draw a distinction. Like the parts of the United Nations, the part where he's like tied up with Miss Kitka.
That scene like goes on forever.
It goes on so long. And for what? So yeah, I don't think overall it's that good.
I feel like a lot of people would say the Goonies, but I'm not one of them. Or Hook, people of our generation.
Someone, how about yours? Why?
Stop stealing our ideas, because
I have an actual answer, which is the Keanu Reeves Constantine movie.
Wow,
it's a good movie.
That's
what I thought you guys might say, but I don't know if it is a good movie.
It's great.
Is it?
It's underrated. It got pretty.
It's pretty great.
I don't know.
You stole my
brain. Yeah, I don't know either.
I was thinking of Daredevil, which is pretty bad.
Oh, wow. Daredevil's another good choice.
Those are two very good
That's
answers.
That's a good choice.
Can I steal one of them?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'm going to steal Daredevil, because I actually do like that movie. Even though it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I feel like I think of something better. Guri Guy, I think? Nope. Okay.
Can't think of
anything. Jay, what about Space Jam?
All the movies I love are great. I think that would be a good example.
Are we missing somebody?
Me. I'm trying to figure out who I want to play.
Oh, okay.
You want to be
Bonnie.
When I wake up,
Bonnie.
You know I want to be.
Oh, we got that long push, right? Are we on offense? Yeah, we're attacking.
I was gonna say Hooks now, but Zach ruined everything. Now I guess I'll go with I don't think it's a bad movie. I don't know, I haven't seen it in a long time. Watch out. Ace Ventura 2 when Nature Calls.
Mm-hmm.
I guess no one's seen that.
I haven't seen it though.
I haven't seen any Ace Ventura.
Well, the first one is great.
Yeah, the second one's, yeah, I would argue. I saw it maybe at least 20 times as a kid. I just kept rewatching. But very, very quotable. I don't know. I haven't seen it in years, though. I have a feeling it would not hold up too well. Okay. There's a famous scene where he goes out of a rhino's butt.
Yes, I've heard of that. That sounds familiar.
Pretty magical.
Sounds like a very silly movie.
It sounds silly.
It is silly.
It's goofy. Cold. But it's not the Goofy movie. That's a different movie.
Goofy movie's not very good either. I watched that with the kiddos because I heard it was great and then it wasn't great.
People really talk it up.
Yeah, it's not. It's not great.
Even as a father, you're like, isn't it all like a father-son story?
Yep. It's not that good.
Wow. Not accurate.
Garrick says, saw Constantine in theaters, thought it was pretty mid-tier, went into it blind though, didn't know anything about the DC character beforehand, always liked Stargate a lot, but if not for the TV series, I feel like most people would have completely forgotten about it.
Oh yeah, they did make a Stargate movie.
The gate is open.
I have not seen Stargate, the movie.
I think the role and epicness of it all kept it in the people's consciousness.
Guys, can we go to the left instead of straight up the middle?
Sure.
My movie is American Ninja.
Wow.
What is that?
A movie you have never seen and probably never heard of.
I don't think
from the 80s.
That. I know.
It's so good, though. At least feel you for around. Me.
All right, so Rob said Hawk. I said Folks Batman. Alana, I know you said something.
Alana said Constantine.
Constantine. Question number two comes to us courtesy of Zach. What is the most annoying song of all time?
Baby Shark.
I was going to say the Chipmunk song. Guru suggested that, but we already did that for that draft a couple years ago. So I'm going to say My Humps by Black Eyed Peas.
That's a good choice. Or any Black Eyed Peas song. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of choices. I'm going to go with Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Yeah. Good choice.
Which one? Radioactive?
Yeah, that song sucks.
Well, yeah, I'm going to defend it.
No, I'm not going to defend a song. It sucks.
It sucks.
Oh god. Yeah, that one was in a lot of commercials too.
Yeah. I blame that song for why Imagine Dragons sucks now.
I think I just don't know how to play Overwatch anymore.
Yeah.
Has it passed me by?
I'm ready to go back to golf.
I would have.
Oh, let's play Dominion.
After this game. 10 seconds left. Here we go.
At least the payload will heal us.
Wow. What about What's New Pussycat?
Pretty repetitive. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
What's New Pussycat?
Baby Shark's not that bad either.
Really?
Chipmunk song is pretty good. Yeah, I don't mind it.
Okay.
I don't mind it.
Lock you in a room, just make you listen to it over and over.
Well, if you do that for any song.
I just think that would be worse.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you guys pretty much covered it.
I don't know, Matt, have you been listening to Wicked soundtrack a lot?
Yeah. Wicked soundtrack is great.
Any of those?
Wicked soundtrack is fantastic. I apologize for nothing. I don't know. I can't. I guess I'll pass on this one. I can't think of anything.
Wow, since when did Arisia get so fast?
It's a crazy
Overwatch.
Right, did everybody answer?
No, the worst song ever?
No, the most annoying song. 99 bottles of beer on the wall is kind of annoying.
Hey, school bus driver.
Yeah. You kids keep it down back there.
Garrick says that Enya song, the one that has almost no vocals. I can't remember what it's called. My sister used to play it on repeat in the room.
Orinoco Flow?
Full volume.
Sail away.
So not Orinoco Flow.
Bob, you're the lead, by the way.
I thought we were.
Yeah, we're doing Dominion.
Dominion.
It's a mini time. End on when? Okay.
I got to wind down for an hour.
Alana's all hyped up. I'm amped, bro. I'm amped.
Alana's ready to kill.
All right, and our last question comes to us courtesy of the hot seat. I have others, but I just want to do a hot seat one. Let's not do that one. It's too close to home. Do that one later. All right, what is something that would make you instantly laugh?
Bobby doing like anything.
Good answer.
Bobby was eating our pot pie yesterday.
That sounds good.
And you Bobby's a lucky
like, come in the kitchen, she's up on the counter licking the pot pie.
Damn, now I want pot pie.
Oh, so she's just licking it, I see.
Well, I think she might have been eating the chicken, but She's very dainty, so she kind of nibbles.
This one might be a little too timely, but I'm going to say people doing RFK Jr. impressions.
Ugh.
That's always like question ones. Like, it's like he has this ability of like, I don't know how much can we make fun of this?
Yeah.
No. And the Health and Human Services.
I would say Alec Baldwin does the worst impersonation of it.
Yeah, he was awful. He was like, even crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys all played with my friend Matt? Shout out to Matt.
Nope.
Yeah. He's really annoying when we play Fortnite with him. And so Zach and I do our impressions of him sometimes when we're not playing with him, and it always makes me laugh.
Yeah. He knows a lot about Fortnite. I'll give that to him.
Yes. Yes.
All right, everybody else? Or Robin, Jay?
Anything that Tim Robinson guy does from I Think You Should Leave, I don't know.
Okay.
Or Nathan Fielder. But yeah, there's a couple guys I'm just like...
A throne room.
Their magic.
They got the touch.
Bam.
Yes. Oh, is that? Oh, that bounce commercial too. Always makes me laugh.
My favorite commercial.
Yeah, Zach's favorite commercial.
I'm laughing just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Garrick says early Simpsons episodes. Good call. Good call. Mine is Chappelle Show's Play a Hate a Ball skit will always make me laugh. That and Charlie Murphy's stories.
Oh, nice.
Those are classic. Always yeah. Classic and good. Garrick also says Key and Peele.
Everything they do?
Even those like weird stand-up bits they like used as filler in the episodes. But I guess everyone just watches the YouTube.
Everything they do.
Everything.
Has been confirmed.
All right. I think that's everything, guys. I think everyone went.
Yeah. I think everyone went. Unless Guru wants to weigh in.
No, she left. I think she got bored.
Can we blame her?
Nope. All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/MCSlanty and group up with us next time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.